This episode is brought to you by World Truck and Auto Body, everyone, in Traverse City, located right behind Classic Motorsports, right off of US 31, right next to the Chum's Corners, sort of near the Chum's Corners, between the Chum's Corners and the mall. Auto Body and Collision Repair Specialists for any size vehicle, everyone. It's snowing outside. It's 11 degrees, 7 below zero with the wind chill. There's going to be accidents. There's going to be problems. You're going to need an auto body specialist, and this is where I want you to go. World Truck and Auto Body in Traverse City. They've been at it for 26 years. Their reputation speaks for itself. Jeff and Bob over there, they run a great business. And so if you have a little fender bender, if you have major collision damage, then you go to World Truck and Auto Body. It's a no-brainer. Sandblasting specialists. Have anything metal sandblasted and painted, or just sandblasted, ready for custom paint. They do classic cars from all over Michigan. They come to World Truck and Auto Body in Traverse City. They get stripped, they get blasted, and ready for paint. They also do custom door work. Garage doors, entryways to custom homes. They have free estimates, no obligation. Jeff or Bob, call them. They answer the phone over there. 231-943-9945, or stop by World Truck and Auto Body in Traverse City, located right behind Classic Motorsports. Look for the Kawasaki, you see Suzuki, you see Kawasaki, you see the ATVs and 4Runners in the front. Maybe snowmobiles this time of year. Right behind, that's where they're located, right behind Classic Motorsports, between the Chum's Corners and the mall. Tell them you heard it about it on the podcast. All right, thank you so much, Jeff and Bob. World Truck and Auto Body in Traverse City. Also, people have been doing this, and thank you so much. Going through my website, omeletradio.com, and they are going to Amazon. Amazon, man, everybody's doing it. Everybody's getting packages delivered at the house, and that's the way to go. Shop on Amazon. You could get anything there, man. Christmas items. You could get toys for kids. You could get electronics, big screen TVs. You save a ton of money by shopping at Amazon. But if you click through my banner, this really helps the podcast. I mean, whoever that was that spent a lot of money one day and clicked through my website, I got a little kickback. I saw a big spike in our commission, and that made me feel great that you did that. So thank you. I can't tell who people always ask me, can you tell who's listening to the podcast? Can you tell how many people? You can tell how many, but you don't know who is listening. So thank you so much. You can't tell who's clicking through the website, but every time. The bottom line on the Amazon, folks, and then we'll get on with the podcast, is you don't have to spend any more money. You don't have to fill out any registration forms. You just click through my website, amazon.com. The banner is on the right on every single page on the website, omeletradio.com, and we get a little kickback. I invest that back into the podcast, so thank you so much in advance. All right, let's start the podcast. Let's do a little Jimmy Buffett Christmas music to start things off with, off his new Christmas album. He's doing the Paul McCartney cover. I never really liked the Paul McCartney Christmas song, Wonderful Christmas Time, but Buffett does it, and now I love the song. This is his new Christmas album called Tis the Sea Sun. C-S-E-A, Jimmy Buffett, Sea Sun, Jamaican. Yeah, man.
We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply.
All right. I won't sing.
A wonderful Christmas time.
You know what? It's getting me in the mood for our Christmas party this Saturday. Got a lot of, let's listen to some more.
And only come.
Yeah, we're having a Christmas party this coming Saturday at the Eagles in Traverse City. It's a podcast P1 Christmas party. Starts at 7 o'clock. There is a band, and the name of the band is...
This song,
Sunset Daredevils are playing this Saturday. I just love the sound of steel drums in the morning. Oh, it's afternoon by the time you're listening to this. Anyway, Jimmy Buffett's new Christmas album, I highly recommend it. Tis the Sea, Son. Listen to the steel drums. Little Jimmy Buffett trivia. Did you know that he was born on Christmas Day? Do you think that's a coincidence? I don't think so.
Word is out about the town. Lift the glass.
Yeah, man.
Don't look down.
Everyone.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
All right, the ADD is kicking in. Jimmy Buffett will be 70 years old on Christmas Day, so I want everybody to give a little nod for Jimmy Buffett this Christmas Day. I have no idea what they're singing, but I love it. Ding dong, ding dong. All right. Christmas party this Saturday. Sorry, everyone. I'm on ADD. I have ADD, and it's just kicking in. I got a million things to talk about on this podcast. And also, I want to I got to click send here on my Facebook posting so we can possibly generate some phone calls if my reach gets out there. You know, what's amazing is that in one day or two days, 700 people followed the Omelet Radio podcast on Facebook, and it's just called Omelet Radio, and please follow us. I'm going to give you updates and when to call on there. But, and then I sent some of these phone, hey, we're taking phone calls right now. And then under the post, about 20 minutes later, it says, reached 18 people. They want you to buy the advertising to reach your audience, but I hate that, because if people are following you on Facebook and you put out a post, they should be able to reach it. You shouldn't have to pay to reach the people that want to see your posts. And that's when you have a public file. But when I get on my regular personal one, it reaches everybody that's following me, which is, I don't know, 2,000 people or so. So anyway, please share that post when you get posts from Omelet Radio, because it really helps me get the reach where I should be reaching the people that want to be reached, but they're not letting me, so let's rebel against them. Thank you. All right, Christmas party. This Saturday starts at 7 o'clock, goes all the way to midnight. We've had a tremendous response for people that are coming from far and from near and from far for our Christmas party. It's going to be great, man. It's at the Eagles. It's on 14th Street. It's right across the street from Thurl B. Field. A lot of people know it as what I used to refer to it as, the secret location. And it's normally just club members only, but Saturday it's open to the public. They have a dinner earlier in the night, so it might be a good idea to get a little food. But later in the night, my wife has a little special surprise for the people. But if you want to get there early, 5 to 7, they have a dinner. It's usually around $7. It's a full meal with dessert and the whole thing. They usually raffle off like a big ham or something, or a rack of ribs. You know, dollar lottery or whatever. It's always fantastic. And then at 7 o'clock starts our party, and there is a band, and the band is Sunset Daredevils. I looked them up online. They're going to play from 8 to 11. And they are, what I found online is the guy was doing a Johnny Cash song, so that's right up my alley. I just hope they rock it up a bit and they know who's going to be in the audience, because we're rockers at heart. After I play that Jimmy Buffett song, which was a little light. But diversity, man. I think the band is going to have a variety. That's what Mike Bristol, who is the grand poobah over there, that allowed us to have this party. Thank you, Mike, so much. So that's it. It's free to get in. Please be safe about it. It's supposed to be snowing all weekend. I mean, it's snowing right now. We're under a winter weather advisory. Let me check the weather here on the podcast, which, you know, I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but right now I'm recording this Thursday morning. It's right around 9 a.m. And snow showers in areas of blowing snow, high of 15 today. And again, the wind chill is 7 below zero right now. And, you know, I like to do things differently. They don't give weather on the podcast. You don't know when people are listening to it. Who cares? This is my forecast right now as I read to you this morning. Tonight, isolated snow showers before 10 p.m. and then some possible snow showers after that. And a low of 15, steady temperature around 15. Tomorrow for Friday, snow showers likely, mainly after 1 p.m. with 1 inch possible. And then snow showers Friday night, low 16. Tomorrow's high, 21. See, I'm so all over the road. Let's get into the podcast here. Snow showers on Saturday, high 26. That's the reason why I went to the weather, because I wanted to know what your weather was going to be like for Saturday night. Please drive safely. Again, if you get into a fender bender, go to World Truck and Auto Body. Oh, God. Snow showers, high 26. Snow showers Saturday night. Snow showers Sunday. Do you get the pattern here? It's winter, and we are getting snow in northern Michigan. Tomorrow, I know I've been speaking a lot about the Paul and Young Ron show. Tomorrow is their final show together, and I would strongly encourage people to listen to that historic event. I listen through TuneIn Radio, and I just put in WBGG on there. They're on from 6 to 10. They're doing the show live from the Hard Rock, which is big, huge hotel casino that they recently built in Hollywood, Florida, which is located right between Fort Lauderdale and Miami. Perfect centralized location for South Florida. And Paul and Young Ron are going to be at the Improv, and they're going to be broadcasting with Bert Kreischer, who I'm a big Bert Kreischer fan. He's a stand-up comedian. He's kind of a stunt guy. Does all kinds of wacky things on television. He wears a Speedo. He immediately takes his shirt off as soon as he gets on stage. He's just a great guy. Always laughing. Always seems like a pretty positive guy. And so he's going to be their guest tomorrow. It's Ron's final show. So look up WBGG, Big 105.9 in South Florida, and I'll be listening to that whole show from here, too. Things just didn't work out, whereas, you know, I was really wanting to get down for that last broadcast, but just wasn't in the cards. That's it. Okay, while we're waiting for some phone calls to come in, I got a million things to talk about. There's an email. I got an email where people were asking me what I thought about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees for next year and also the Grammys. You know what? I've been complaining a lot about the over the years, I've been always disappointed when I see the nominations for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's very politically driven. This guy, Jan Winner, who is the publisher of Rolling Stone magazine, he runs the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think he founded it. He founded the Rolling Stone magazine. They have been, you know, unless you're a good liberal, you may not be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Ted Nugent sticks out like a sore thumb to me, you know, and I've just gone over it so many times over the years that I'm a little sick of talking about it. But if you want my opinion, let's go to the nominees. I will tell you who are the nominees, and only five make it in, I believe. Okay, Bad Brains is nominated. Brad Brains is a hardcore punk. Hardcore punk band. All right, Bad Brains. Chaka Khan. Okay. Chic. Okay. Depeche Mode. Electric Light Orchestra. Jay Giles Band. Jane's Addiction. Janet Jackson is nominated. Joan Baez is nominated. Joe Tex. Journey. Kraftwerk. MC5. Pearl Jam. Steppenwolf. The Cars, or as we like to call it, the Kaz in Boston, and the Zombies, Tupac Shakur, and Yes. Okay, those are the nominees. I will tell you what my top five picks, and it's ridiculous. Bad Brains is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Chaka Khan's ridiculous. Chic, I don't even know who Chic is. Never heard of it. And I have, forgive my ignorance, I just don't know every band that's ever existed. But you would think that I would have heard of people nominated into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Depeche Mode, I understand, but that's ridiculous. I mean, people know who Depeche Mode is. They influenced a lot of people. I'm not sure. They're just not, no. Electric Light Orchestra. Okay, I understand, but no. Jay Giles Band, absolutely 100% yes. Jane's Addiction, yeah, you know, Perry Farrell, you know, they made their mark, but no, sorry, Jane's Addiction. Janet Jackson, that is a joke. That has to be a joke. Sometimes I think they throw people on there just to create this kind of talk that I'm doing right now. It just adds to the publicity. It adds to people's conversation. I'm convinced that's what it is. Joan Baez. Joan Baez was a great 60s folk singer, and she definitely made her mark in history, but not for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. Joe Tex. I don't know who that is, and I don't care about Joe Tex. No. Journey. Okay, now we're talking here. You know, of course, I'm influenced by the mainstream rock. I mean, I've been playing these records for a long time. Millions, tens of millions of albums sold. I'm going to say absolutely for Journey. Kraftwerk. I'm just not that familiar with them. I don't know what that is. I say no. That's it. MC5. I think they're on the bubble. I think they've influenced a lot of rockers. When you read interviews with rockers, they mention MC5, the old Detroit scene. I'm going to put them on the bubble. Pearl Jam. Okay. It just seems like they're a little too young to be Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, they had two or three great standout, you know, albums. They did... Excuse me. They did change the world of rock, them and Nirvana and that Seattle scene. So I think they would be nominated in the future. But if I had to vote five out of these, I would say probably okay on Pearl Jam. Steppenwolf. Yep. You know, they should be considered. They should be part of the conversation. But I just don't. If I had to choose five out of this list, I would not choose Steppenwolf. All right, the Cars. Absolutely. I would vote the Cars in. And I don't really want to take more time and try to explain myself, but the hits and the songwriting and the, you know, that early 80s thing, they were just a songwriting hit rock machine that has played every single day, every single. Okay, moving on. The Zombies. No, I don't think so. Nope. Tupac Shakur, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? That's crazy, Tupac Shakur. And then finally, yes, and I say yes to yes. So my five that get in are the Cars, Jay Giles, Yes, Journey, and the bubble ones are Pearl Jam or MC5, and I'd probably go with MC5 since I am sitting right now in Michigan and I don't want to get lynched. All right, so there you go. There's my take on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. There is the Grammys have been announced since then, and I do have an opinion about the Grammys. But, you know, I looked at the nominees, and again, I don't spend a lot of time and effort and energy on this anymore. But the nominees for the Grammys are the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. There is... Beyonce is in one of the rock categories. And just like Eddie Trunk said on last week's podcast, and again, I listen to a lot of podcasts. Eddie Trunk's one of the great podcasts. You should listen to that. He also has a live show on, you know, Eddie Trunk from That Metal Show. Okay. If you have Sirius XM satellite radio, he's on every afternoon from 2 to 4, and you could also listen to that show on demand on their app. But Eddie Trunk's got a fantastic show where he talks about rock and has rock guests every day from 2 to 4. I love the show. It's incredible. It's on Volume, which I believe is 104 or 106 on the Sirius XM. All right. So Beyonce was nominated one of the rock categories, and I simply stopped reading after that. I know that Metallica is on there for Hardwired to Self-Destruct, which is their new album. That song is Rock Song of the Year. It's not. I don't know if that's going to be televised. A lot of the rock categories are not. You know, it's pop. It's the Grammys are for pop. It's not musical integrity. And again, I've mentioned this many a times, and this is the thing that blows me away the most. Ted Nugent was not on the Rolling Stone 100 top guitarists of all time. And people like Joan Baez and Joan Jett and other people named Joan were in the top. I mean, Joan Baez, top guitarist of all time. Joan Jett, I mean, I love Joan Jett. And I love her, you know, crunchy guitar sound, but not the greatest guitarist of all time. Maybe in the top 100, okay. But if you're going to exclude Ted Nugent, that's ridiculous. That makes me angry. I don't want to even talk about it anymore. All right. Let's move on here. One of the things that I've, one of my many observations over the past week or so is that I was at the post office. And by the way, you could always mail me stuff. Somebody was funny and mailed me Victoria's Secret's catalog. And it looked like I was walking out of the post office with porn in my hand. Omelet, P.O. Box 285, Traverse City, Michigan, 49685. That's my mailing address. You could always email me, oman@omeletradio.com, and that's all through the website, omeletradio.com. What are my observations? Oh, yeah. I saw a pamphlet at the post office, which was, do the right thing, men. Sign up for selective service. And I didn't do any research on this. I just remember that I signed up for selective service, but I just didn't know this was a thing anymore. When I was 18, how long ago was that? I don't know, 25 years ago, 30 years ago. Register for selective service. It says men 18 through 25 years old. You must register for selective service. And inside it says, what happens if I don't register? And this is for, I guess it's for like some sort of draft that could possibly happen if we really need the people. And it sounds like something in a Bruce Springsteen song or one of his intros for one of his songs from that 1985 live album. What happens if I don't? Not registering is a felony. And I just thought, like, I knew a long time ago, I understood. Calm down, Omelet. Get your thoughts together. It almost seems like something that was outdated even when I was signing up to it. And the fact that it's only men need to sign up through this, I'm surprised that the politically correct world is not saying, I was just surprised that there's register for selective service at the post office. That's my thought. You know, what about men and women? Aren't we all created equal? What about the glass ceiling? Why can't we all fight on the front lines? I mean, listen, I don't feel that way, but it just seems like, you know, what about how come men can do it and women can't do it? It's just, and listen, I don't know if it's an old pamphlet. I don't know if this is still a system, but it's at the post office. And if you're 18 to 25 and you're a guy, you got to sign up for selective service because they could always bring back the draft. Could you imagine the revolt if there was a draft? No, not my kid. You know, my kid's my best friend. I don't hit my kid. I don't reprimand my kid. My kid's the best. I'm going to yell at the coach. The teacher's not right. This school's all screwed up because my kid got in trouble. My kid doesn't do anything wrong. Anyway, should we get back to the Christmas theme? Let's do a little sleigh bells here. Nice. So Christmas party this Saturday, everyone. Am I out of material? No way, man. Let's see. Christmas shopping. I went to the mall recently, and I like the mall. I like the mall. Everybody's down on the mall, but I like the mall. I always think about that opening scene in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I know it's not like that anymore. I would like to think it is, where it's a social activity. I used to work at the mall. I used to work at the Photo Mat. It was a kiosk in the middle of the mall. And at that same mall, it was the Walpole Mall, one of the smaller malls in the world. I worked at the Photo Mat. I worked at KB Toy and Hobby, and I was later a security guard at that mall. You've heard me talk about the stories of those jobs over the years. I won't get into that again, but I loved the social aspect of working at the mall. And it just seems like the mall, there was this Dick's Sporting Goods was supposed to build a big 50,000 square foot addition to the mall and have their store in there, big sporting goods store. And they just pulled out of the deal. I don't know the details on the deal, but they pulled out of it. And what I'm going to assume is the malls have been closing all over the country. And I guess I understand it. People are shopping online. They're clicking through my website and they're shopping on Amazon. But people are also, there's a movement to shop local. And a lot of these are nationally chain stores. And the Target is quite popular, but you could get to that from the outside and you don't really have to deal with the mall. But I noticed that it's Christmas time. I was there during the day, during the afternoon, and it just seemed like the mall was not abuzz with Christmas activity. And what I think it needs, I think malls need this, and people need to stop being so uptight. You need a beer garden as a kiosk right in the middle of the mall. I know that there's Jonathan B. Pub. It's a little tucked away. It's a little out of the way, you know. The movie theater's not there anymore. That's where the Dick's was going to go in, here in the Grand Traverse Mall. And there's also that burger place where I never saw more than two people in there at once. What's the place? Some burger place. Dave's Burgers. Dave's not here. Anyway, they serve beer over there, but I think they need it in the middle of the mall, like right up as part of the food court. Take that just like in the middle. Like people are having beer and make it very affordable. $2 drafts for a big 16-ouncer, and people will come to the mall. I'll hang out at the mall. People walking by, you know, right out in the open. It seems that people are ashamed of their beer intake. At the mall, you got to hide it away, got to put it in a dark little restaurant. No, let's make it out there in the middle of everything. You know, it reminds me of South Florida. They had this thing called the Swap Shop, which was a drive-in at night, and it was also a swap meet during the day. You could peddle your wares. I think you buy a booth space, you could pull up your van, sell your wares. In the middle of the day, every day, Swap Shop. They even had a little circus. But, I mean, people walking around with dollar drafts, people loved it. It was just, I don't know. I think that could save them all. We need a beer garden right in the middle of the dang thing. You know, they got the cookie place. They got the food court. They got bad food. Not all of it's bad food. I love the House of Dogs, where I nearly got the hot dog, chili dog record. I ate 13 and a half chili dogs in 1 hour. I did not beat the 14. That was the record at the time. And then later I was Alpers, Rick Alpers, here a local guy with Alpers Excavation. He pounded down 16 or 17, I think, is now the record. But I think the House of Dogs is going away at the mall. And I think that's the best place. You know what you got to have if you ever go to the House of Dogs at the mall while they're still open? You got to get a Fleetwood Mac, which is they put macaroni and cheese on top of the hot dog. It is absolutely crazy. All right, what else here, Omelet? And I guess my Facebook posting is not getting out there to the people. Did I hit send? Yep, it's up there. All right, what is my reach? I posted it 21 minutes ago, and my reach is... It says on the bottom, let me see here. I got to refresh the page. Still a little hoarse, man. It's been a month since I've been trying to kick this thing, but it went into my voice. Oh, yeah. 52 people reached, and two people liked this, and that's it. Out of 700 people that are following me, after 21 minutes, I only reached 52 people or whatever I just said. 52, that's right. All right. Thank you, Facebook. Way to help me with the podcast. But, you know, I don't mind doing this alone. Tonight in Traverse City is, and if you're listening from somewhere else, I hope you could relate with these local references. I know that there's people that are, God bless you, listening all over the country. And shout out to my Boston friends. Shout out to my Connecticut friends. All the places that I've lived before. I've got some great friends out there, and they support the podcast, and they're listening from Florida. I got people that have moved around from northern Michigan. I've got friends in Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, of course, and Texas. Kathy in Texas, I love you. She's one of my biggest supporters and cheerleaders. I'll never forget it. Thank you. Hey, you know what's coming up is, tonight is men's night. See, you could listen to the ADD switch. And I'm going to go back to Celebrity Apprentice. Arnold Schwarzenegger is taking over, and that starts on January 2nd. But tonight is men's night in Traverse City. It's to promote local business. All right, here we go. We got phones. That is an obnoxious. All right, wait, I'm hitting the answer. All right. Let's go to the 989. Good morning, Omelet Radio.
Good morning, Omelet. It's the USC Freak calling you. How are you doing today?
Nice,
you
snowed in or what? Doing great, man. Just sitting here doing a little pod.
Well, usually I'd like to call you and talk about UFC, but I got a more pressing problem. I'd like to get you out on your Omelet Radio airwaves.
No problem, but we got to close with UFC because I'm looking forward to a couple matches coming up. Go ahead, brother.
Sure. I would just like to ask all of Northern Michigan to please slow down when you're driving.
Slow down when you know what? I am a slow driver in the snow, and I'm glad you said that. But I get the people that are they're trailing behind me so close. It's like,
tailgating is really a problem.
Tailgating, and you know what? I've conditioned myself. It used to stress me out. Now I just kind of take the rearview mirror and flick it aside, so I don't even see them. I'm driving what I think is the safest speed for my vehicle for the conditions. If I'm going down a hill, I'll even put it in a low gear.
Right, me too.
I don't need the hassle of being in an accident and standing out there. It's 7 below 0 right now. You want to stand outside with cops and forms to fill out and go to the, body shop. If you're going to go to the body shop, go to World Truck and Auto Body. But I just don't need the hassles, man.
I don't understand why people are in such a hurry to get in an accident. I mean, yes, you've got a wonderful big truck with big old snow tires, but that doesn't mean that I've seen lots of trucks in the ditch or in accidents.
You know what?
So everybody would just chill out a little bit, you know?
You know what? I'm glad you called. I'm glad you brought up this subject because I got a lot to. I'm always thinking about this. I'm driving, and then the guy gets frustrated behind me, and he very dangerously passes me. You know, whether it's a passing lane, I can't see any markers on the road anyway. So they pass me. And I'm sort of in the back of my mind, I'm hoping they don't get hurt. But I'm always happy when I see them off to the side of the road up ahead.
Yeah, it's a little bit of instant karma when you see someone that's driving like a jerk, and then about 5 miles down the road, there he is in the ditch. You know, happened a couple times to me.
It's happened many times, especially on the highway. They go past you 70 miles an hour. I'm doing 40. I'm just trying. I want to get to my destination. I'm going to get there 5 minutes later. It's not a big deal.
In the summertime, I hate it when I get caught up in a long train. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in the wintertime, I love it when I'm following a pack. And there's already someone else driving slow, so they can't blame it on me.
Absolutely.
And then I can just drive and go with the flow a little bit more. You know, it's really nerve-wracking. I drive an hour a day every day to go to work, and it's like if I had a nickel for every time somebody was riding my bumper in bad conditions, I'd have like $5,000 already this winter.
Absolutely. God bless you, UFC freak.
Right,
hey, let's talk about Ronda Rousey. She's coming back for the 20th, or is it the 30th?
I think it's the 28th. It's a Friday. It's a weird day. It's a Friday.
28th, Ronda Rousey is fighting. Yeah. Somebody she should be able to handle, because she's not going to come back and lose, right?
No. She's fighting a champ.
This is
a title fight.
No kidding.
This Amanda Nunes is a bad, bad fighter too. The thing is, what a lot of people don't understand forget about Ronda, because she's been smashing people so much, is that she's got that judo thing going on with all the submissions. So, and Amanda's a banger. So, you know, stylistically, this is a good matchup for Ronda. And of course, that's Dana White's baby, so he gave her the best fight possible. She could have fought Cyborg, or she could fight someone else. But Ronda's not going. Ronda's a big draw, so she's not going to come back unless it's a title fight. But let me tell you something. I believe that Ronda Rousey is broken. Right. And I believe that Amanda Nunes is going to break her all the way, send her right to the movies.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to be at the edge of my bar stool at Buffalo Wild Wings, where they always broadcast those fights. Yep. And I'm just interested. I mean, of course, I want Ronda Rousey, but she's been in a lot of movies and TV shows and maybe got a little Hollywood in her now.
That's what happened last time. She got all distracted. She was doing stuff. She was having to take off to shoot scenes and stuff, and then she got her butt kicked.
Yeah, you know what? She lost a little bit of the eye of the tiger.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm rooting for her. I don't know the other girl, but I want her to ultimately fight that Cyborg. I mean,
I do too.
That's what the world is waiting for. I guess she's got to go. She's telling Cyborg she's going to drop some weight, and she's also going to, I don't know, she's been dirty on drug tests in the past, right?
She's done some steroids in the past. She admitted to it. But yeah. No, here's the thing. Dana White is really like turning into the Don King of the UFC.
Yes.
I mean, this guy's out of control. And so he made a 145-pound division and then put a title fight up, and it doesn't have Cyborg in it. It's got Holly Holm, who beat Ronda, but Holly Holm's dropped two losses now.
Yeah.
And then they give her a title shot. So it's like, it's a big snub on Cyborg because, you know, she's not pretty. She's not, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. She's not a poster child for the UFC. Right.
Exactly. She's not a good face for the, you know, but all of the real fight fans want to see her fight because she's a, you know, we don't care about whether she looks good or not. All I care about is, wow, what a left hook, you know?
Yeah. And what about for the guys? When are we going to get another one from our Irish friend and Diaz? Is that going to be a rematch coming up?
I don't know if that fight will ever happen. Nate Diaz right now pretty much has said he's not coming back unless it's a Conor fight. And he's like, you guys, y'all don't, you know, I can't say it. I know we're still not swearing here. You know, you got to keep practicing until you take the big Miami job.
You say whatever you want.
But he's like, y'all don't want me here. Y'all don't care about me. So I'm going to boxing. So Conor McGregor has been trolling Floyd Mayweather and applied for a California boxing license and all that stuff. And so Nate Diaz is like behind him told, hey, wait a minute, I'm still relevant. So it's a big conundrum. But right now, Conor McGregor's taking 10 months off. He's having a baby.
Oh.
He's going to be in Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow.
He's filming for that. So now he's going through that same thing that Ronda went through.
Yeah.
I'm invincible. I got movies. I got this. Look at my Lambo. Look at my Bentley. You know, so we'll see what happens. I'd love to see another rematch with the trilogy fight.
Awesome, UFC freak. Yeah, that Nate Diaz-McGregor fight was the best fight. I mean, boxing all time. It was my favorite fight, and that's why that got me hooked, man.
Yeah, that was a good fight for you to watch to get you started because it was filled with drama.
It went all five rounds.
Oh, yeah. And Nate was a bloody mess, and he's still like, what? Come on, you're running from me, man. You know, he's pointing at him, flipping him off. Look at you run. You know, it was an amazing fight.
And then at his press conference right after the fight, he's like smoking a blunt, which is against what happened?
He was smoking. He was vaping.
Vaping, okay.
He was vaping THC concentrate. Yeah, and it was Kush, too.
And that's a violation. That's a violation. Oh, yeah. And he was just like, hey, I'm done. I'm done. The fight is over. I should have won that. And I'm just going to smoke right here at the press conference.
Yeah, I'm going to smoke in front of you guys. Yeah, him and Nick are big-time weed proponents. There's a big movement out there of people that work out and smoke marijuana at the same time. If you watch the movie American Beauty, you know, the guy starts smoking weed again and he starts working out and stuff like that. And it's like that. There's actually now places where you can cannabis-friendly gyms where they smoke and work out.
Well, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, way back in the day, I don't know what year
Absolutely.
It was, is pumping iron. He was smoking right in that movie. Listen, I, you know me. I don't care about the weed. I think that people should do whatever they want. We got bigger fish to fry, and I think you legalize it, get the people out of prisons. We don't need to be arresting people for some weed. Anyway, brother, UFC freak, I'm glad you called, man. Thank you so much.
Love you, man. Love you so
brother.
Much.
Thank you. Bye, buddy. All right, man. Hey, UFC freak, I'd love to get together with you for that Ronda Rousey. If you find you want to take a slow ride to Traverse City, and we'll go to Buffalo Wild Wings. I know it's late. It's a Saturday, whatever. But and maybe even consider coming this Saturday for a Christmas party. Once again, at the Eagles. And that is 7 p.m. I can't wait to see the people, man. It's been a long time. You know, there's been months of... you know, distraction. We had a small little gathering for the Rush movie a few weeks ago, and that was fantastic. But that's a very niche audience. This is wide open for people that want to have a little Christmas party. Speaking of Christmas party, you know, there's a couple movies that I want to see. I went to the movie theater the other day just to see. I drove by and see what was playing. There's like five movies I want to see, and some of them are... Let's see, I've wrote down a quick note. Oh, yeah. Star Wars Rogue One opens today. And I'm not sure if I want to see that. I do love the Star Wars movie. This is a standalone, and it's getting good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. But this is where they get the Death Star plans. This is sort of like in before the first Star Wars, the original Star Wars movie. This is what happens. You know, in that movie, spoiler alert, they blow up the Death Star. This is how they get the plans. And I guess it's got a little Darth Vader in it and maybe a couple of other, but nothing like Han Solo or nothing. No Leia, no R2-D2, no BB-8. Anyway, that opens today. Office Christmas Party. My wife and I want to see that. And that's been out for about a week. I love an R-rated comedy, whatever, movie, you know? I want to see Arrival, and that's with Amy Adams. And that is getting, like, what is it? The nominations for the film of the year. And Arrival's about the aliens, about the big spaceships that appear. I know it's not an original concept, but... I just want to see Arrival. I heard great things about it. Also, I want to see Bad Santa 2. And a preview I saw for, what was the redheaded girl that I like? That is, it's the movie is La La Land. And I know that's not a typical movie for the O-Man, but it's, who's that girl? Who's the girl? Big eyes, skinny, redhead. She was on Saturday Night Live a couple weeks ago. I can't remember her name. But anyway, I like her. And she's in La La Land, which is also getting critically acclaimed. Another thing I wanted to, you know, I'm not too much into the celebrity stuff. Wait a minute. People are calling my cell phone. Call the studio line, man. I got a dog barking for my ringtone. Yeah, I know that people can't hear this right now, but the phone number, if you guys want to write this down, the studio number is 231-352-0081. I'm not too much into the celebrity thing, but I'm looking forward to, for whatever reason, I like these kind of shows, a Celebrity Apprentice. Celebrity Apprentice. Why is that happening? I don't know what's going on here in the studio. It is still snowing out like crazy. I'm going to wrap this podcast up and... get on with things. But Celebrity Apprentice, these are the people that are on it. And again, instead of Donald Trump, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. And, you know, I've got many thoughts about Arnold Schwarzenegger as well. You know, you could call him a scumbag, and he is a scumbag. There's no doubt about that. Has a baby with his maid and passes it off as is he and his wife, Maria Shriver. My God. But anyway... just to think this guy grew up in Austria and, you know, dirt cheap, dirt poor, and then comes to the United States, becomes a huge bodybuilding champion, breaks into the movies, becomes the governor of the state of California. And just the success coming from nothing and not even knowing the language when he moved here is just pretty impressive, you know, for anybody, you know. Take out the infidelities and the having baby with your maid. It's just, you know, those kind of stories. You come to America not even knowing the language, and you become a huge star and a governor of a state of California. It's pretty amazing. Anyway, Celebrity Apprentice is coming. The debut is January 2nd. And it's got some interesting people, man. I'm looking forward to seeing. I mean, half of the cast, I do not even know who those people are. But the ones that I do know, Boy George is on it. You just got to watch for the freak show, you know? Eric Dickerson is on it. My favorite running back as a kid growing up of the Los Angeles Rams. And later when they became the, I don't know if he ever went to St. Louis when they became St. Louis Rams. John Lovitz is on. Hilarious. Ricky Williams, the running back for the Miami Dolphins. And he's got his dreads all shaved off. He's got a bald head now. Snooki is on there. Good for a train wreck. Snooki's got a podcast now. I wanted to check it out, but I don't know if I can handle. I mean, it's probably not what you expect, and she looks totally different. I don't know. I was never into Snooki, but she's going to be on the show. Carney Wilson is also on there. She got the stomach operation. She was in Wilson Phillips. She got the weight loss and all that. And the reason why I say that is because she actually broadcast her surgery on the internet when she had that done. And also Vince Neil of Motley Crue, the lead singer, he's on there. So I'm just looking forward to that. I just thought I'd pass that along. All right. Talked about that. Looking forward to the Christmas party. Let's end things off here. Let me stop. All right. Copper Star. See you, the ADD. I will see everybody at the company Christmas party, the P1 podcast Christmas party this coming Saturday. And it's at 7 o'clock. It's at the Eagles. It's on 14th Street. Please subscribe to this podcast. And that doesn't mean that you pay anything. If you don't know what subscription is to a podcast, it just means that you're going to receive a notification on your phone whenever I put one of these out, which is going to be Monday and Thursday. And, subscribe to the podcast. The instructions are on the website, omeletradio.com. It's along the right side there of the page. And you could also, if you don't know about subscriptions, you don't have a email. No. If you don't have a smartphone, then you have an email. And you could also go old school. Well, they'll send you an email when I post one of these. I just want to keep it growing, you know, grow. And the, you know, the response has been incredible. So it makes me, happy that thank you so much, everyone listening all over the country, primarily in northern Michigan, which makes a lot of sense. But thank you, everyone. And I can't wait to see you at the company, the podcast, P1 Christmas party. And again, my wife's got a special treat for the people that show up. She's going to be there. Puma's going to be there. Rick Coates is going to be there. And Rick Coates is also going to be my guest on the next podcast. So I'm looking forward to catching up with Rick. Sideshow Nate from South of the Straits podcast is going to be there, along with his partner Dan Strait. Puma, Doug and Bonnie, Kevin B. Klein's making his way up from downstate. Nikki, his lovely wife. I've heard from at least 50 or 70 people that are going to be coming. So come on out. I know it's last minute this Saturday. Some people have family stuff to do. It's only a week before Christmas by the time we get to this party. But, it is what it is. It's on a busy Saturday. You might have a company Christmas party. That's why ours is long. You might be able to come in the beginning. You might be able to come tail end. Boy, it's going to be a mess towards the tail end. And also, be safe. The cab company, there's many cab companies, but there are one that I just remember off the top of my head all the time, is 231-941-TAXI. 941-TAXI here in Traverse City. And let's close the podcast with Copper Star's song. You know, we did a compilation just for the podcast. Copper Star's always done dirty songs, politically incorrect, dirty, edgy songs for whatever the occasion, St. Patrick's Day, opening day of baseball. And this is Copper Star's. We made it into a compilation comedy here for Christmas, Copper Star Christmas, and we'll see you Saturday at the company. Oh God, I gotta stop. I should have stopped 5 minutes ago. Thank you so much, everyone. I love you, and Merry Christmas. See you at the party, and Copper Star, take it away. And then we have a song to close out with as well.
It's a very Copper Star.
I screwed up. I gotta start that again. Just in time for Christmas, O-Town Records presents It's a Very Copper Star Christmas.
Chili balls, damn it's cold outside. Take a drink and have a token, stay inside all year.
Naughty versions of all the Christmas classics.
Dashing through the money, because it's Christmas time. No stress here because I'm going to hit my 5-foot bong.
O-Town Records presents It's a Very Copper Star Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is some icky sticky weed and a pack of zigzag papers.
Just in time for Christmas, O-Town Records presents It's a Very Copper Star Christmas.
Away in Brady's Bar, my friends are all trashed. Jack Daniel was flowing like a raging waterfall.
Come home for the holidays with It's a Very Copper Star Christmas.
The world outside is frightening. I called some friends for partying. People passed out everywhere. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The kids are gonna love It's a Very Copper Star Christmas.
Motorboat with boobs of holly. Double D so warm and soft. She's invited to all my parties.
Oh, it's gonna be a naughty Christmas. Very naughty.
The first time in jail was truly a living hell. The food sucked and the place stunk all over a couple of cocktails.
Available wherever you buy records and tapes. Also available on O-Tunes.
A podcast for the people lives at omeletradio.com.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some